Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today's short thought from God's Word is taken from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Let me read to you the verse. It says, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. The dramatic statement of Jesus, quoted above, was made at Caesarea Philippi. It's important to understand that this was some 25 miles or 46 kilometers north of the Galilee region, where Jesus lived and did most of his work of preaching. Caesarea Philippi was not a Jewish populated area. It was a center of pagan temples and worship. Now, why did Jesus decide to go to such a far distance and to such a pagan place to have an important conversation with his disciples? Now, there were probably several reasons. One was that this came during a season when the crowds pressed in on Jesus more and more. He and his disciples were probably happy to get away to a place where Jesus was not known as much, and they could rest a bit. Here, Jesus also promised Peter and the rest of the disciples that the gates of Hades would not prevail against his church. In the ancient world, the elders and judges and rulers of the city often gathered at the gates of the city. There they planned, decided, and made strategy. It is true that the plans and strategies of Hades, in this context, hell, would not and cannot prevail against Jesus' church. Yet, considering the specific place Jesus chose to make this important statement, I want you to consider an additional aspect to this. You see, at Caesarea Philippi, there was a large temple to the Roman god Pan that dominated the place Caesarea Philippi. You couldn't miss it if you went there. And the rear of that temple to the Roman god Pan extended into a cave with a large crack or crevice in the floor of the cave. The pagan worshipers considered this large crack to be a portal or a gateway to the underworld. It was a gate of Hades. Sacrifices were dropped down that crevice, and they waited for signs that the gods beneath received the sacrifice. Therefore, when Jesus said that the gates of Hades would not prevail against his church, one sense of it was to challenge the paganism of the Roman and Gentile world. Given the words and the setting of where Jesus said it, it was as if Jesus said this, just over there is the place where the pagans sacrifice to their idols, the place they consider to be the gates of Hades. None of that is going to prevail against my church, the community of my followers. You see, up to that point, the disciples mostly saw Jesus and his work as something among the Jewish people, and they thought about it that way for a good reason. Yet here, Jesus must have surprised them by challenging not only the old wineskin of Judaism of his day, but even the vast pagan world. What began in an obscure corner of the Roman Empire came to spread over not only the Roman world, but eventually all over the earth. Jesus was not content to merely reform the Jewish world of his day, but he would establish an unstoppable church, a community of his followers. Nothing could prevail against that community because it was his church that he built. Now, bring it to today. Nothing can prevail against the community of God's people because it is his church that he builds. Take joy in that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.